Compass FM with Steph, and in the studio we welcome back to Compass FM on a different day today. We've got Matt Greenwood from the Waimakere Aquatic Facilities. He's their facility manager. Morena, good morning.
Thanks for having me. Always introducing me with great music. I've got to say, you guys have some really good lead music ahead of my interviews, so I really do appreciate the effort.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks so much for that shout out. Hey, I thought we'd start with what's happening at Waikuku Beach Paddling Pool, the wonderful Waikuku Beach Paddling Pool. Is that still open at the
moment? Yeah, absolutely. So coming to the tail end of the summer pool season, and we've got Oxford Pool just shut the other weekend after its full season, and now we've got Waikuku Beach Paddling Pool run through to Easter, so to after Easter weekend, and then we start packing that one up. So still open, still lots to do around there. There's the sweet flying fox, there's the beach right there. A bit of surf escape park thing. There's the shops open and doing hot chips and all of that sort of stuff, which I probably shouldn't push, but they're good hot chips, and
and you can just take along and sit in that wee gated facility.
Absolutely,
it's such a cool wee paddling pool.
It's a good wee spot.
My kids used to like lying along the warm concrete when it was a wee bit chilly.
Totally. And everyone has stories about the whale, so in this community, which is really cool. So looking to keep that running right through to Easter, and then we'll start packing the it gets a bit chilly from there, so we'll look to start packing that up from then.
The one I have one question for you about the Oxford pool. In the past you've done a doggy swim day. Couldn't do it
we didn't do it this year. We were a little bit thin for staffing, and it was just a little bit of a dash to the end of the season with a few people away sick. COVID is still impacting the team, and just a dynamic employment market is what we're calling it, and so we managed to wrangle it through till the end, but it was a bit touch and go there for a couple of days on the rostering side of things. So we got there, but we didn't want to over promise and under deliver, so in the end we shelved it. We'll definitely be looking to run that again in the future, because it's a really popular event. So
fantastic. Now Matt, some not so good news really. Are you having an increased amount of vandalism and security stuff at the moment?
Totally. So we've had a few things stolen from bags and situations like that, a bit of vandalism around the site, and so we're just asking our customers to be conscious of those sorts of situations and aware of where they're leaving valuables. Obviously you're coming swimming, so if you don't need to bring it, don't bring it. You can't use the phone in the pool generally, so maybe leaving that at home, not leaving items out sitting in a car like handbags and things like that, which is easy enough to do, but also we can hold items at reception, so like security essentially. So handing over any wallets or keys or phones or things like that, and we'll hold on to them at reception and then just pick them up on your way out. And so that just avoids the whole situation where things go missing or any number of things like that. So much
easier, and it's good to know. Totally. So that's Kaipoi as well as Rangiora.
Absolutely correct. Great. So we'll happily hold items in security at reception. Mm-hmm. That just keeps it a bit more safe from any sticky fingered people who may or may not be out there. So
and then completely ruin the rest of your day.
Absolutely. We don't want absolutely that. That's a mess, that sort of stuff.
Nice easy solution. Hey, so term two Y Swim bookings, are they open soon?
Totally. So for customers who are currently enrolled, bookings will be opening from the 20th, which is what, next Monday. So that's not far away at all, and general bookings open from the 4th of April. So if you're not currently a customer and you're thinking about getting booking in or looking into our program, there's lots of information on our website, which is the council's standard website, waimakariri.gov.nz, and then there's a tab through to aquatics, and so there's lots of information on there. Or you can give us a call on 0800 YSWIM.
Matt, can we come down and have a look at some of these swim lessons?
Absolutely.
Is that
all right? Definitely.
So you know,
one of the things that we offer is it can be difficult, the wording and the understanding of what your child can actually do in the water, it can be difficult. So we can we'll try and talk you through it over the phone to get a rough idea, but we can also get people in and do assessments in the water and say, well, actually you thought you're a 3, but we reckon you're a level 4, and we can get you in on this time, this sort of stuff.
Fantastic.
So absolutely, you're best to ring and book ahead, just so that we can make sure we have the staff around and available and set up a time. So
and spend the time nice and easy. Hey, have you got stuff coming up for the school holidays? April is literally just around the corner.
I know, how scary is that? We only just started the year, it felt like. yeah, so we'll have the inflatables in and recreation space available throughout the day. So absolutely, if you're looking to come do lanes, probably steer away from that 11 till 3 time. We're usually pretty packed through there, but first thing in the morning, nights and early before 11 is usually a good time for lanes and recreation space and all of that from 11. And there's always a couple of lanes available, to be fair, but it's busy and noisy and all of that, which some of our regular customers don't particularly enjoy. Yeah. And inflatables up from 1 till 3.
Yeah. Nice. And of course Easter is rapidly approaching. I'm sure we'll talk before then, but are you open for Easter?
We are open throughout. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'll be doing public holiday hours, which for us are 10 till 7 on Good Friday and Easter Monday, and other than that we standard weekend hours.
But you can just find out more information on
or you can even ask Google. We've figured all of that technology stuff out, so if you ask Google it will give you the most updated hours. So
nice and easy. Hey, thanks so much. That's Matt Greenwood from the Waimakere Aquatic Facilities. He's their facilities manager, and we'll catch you back next month.
Compass FM.